This is Romo.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi.
Hi, Adrian. Hola. Mi nombre es Nadine Medina. Yo estoy llamando de la compañía Local Splash. No sé si usted recuerda que habías hablado con una de mis representantes, Jessica. Hablaste con ella, fue como en diciembre, acerca de publicando a su compañía en Google. Pero no puso ella en las notas que fue la razón que no seguiste adelante. So, quería saber que si fue el precio, si fue el programa que le detuvo, para ver en dónde yo le podía ayudar, ¿no?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Okay.
No.
So, sorry. I assumed you spoke Spanish because she had put Spanish in the notes, but.
I speak both.
Okay, so do I. So, it was actually back. It was actually back in December, Adrian. She had talked to you. It was regarding listing AAA residential, right? On the first page of Google. So,
okay.
What I saw in, as far as in some of the notes that you did, really anything residential as far as, you know, general construction, right?
Yeah.
When she spoke with you in December, now you had been in business for a month. And
yeah.
Yeah. And then she had also put that you travel, you at the time, you're in McAllen, right? But you were going out about a 20-mile radius. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't see in the notes, you know, as to what the result was, you know, why you didn't move forward. And so, you know, my job here is to kind of check in and just see, you know, what kind of held you back. Cause I mean, you look like you're a great candidate. But I know, you know, sometimes it could be, you know, just the timing wasn't right. It could be maybe the price and there's things that I can help out with, right?
Yeah, how much is it?
So, if you're looking at strictly, you're still sticking within that 20-mile radius. You're not going anything further out than that?
No, because if I go further out, the price has to go higher. And
then it's more money and gas. Okay. Now, one of the things that I was looking for and I did not see, I didn't see that there was a Facebook page, but I also didn't see a website. Am I missing either one of those, or is there not one out there?
I have a Facebook.
For the business?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
But you looked up Adrian Romo, and it popped up as a AAA. So you'll see my logo there.
Okay. Hold on. Maybe that's why I missed it. Okay, but you do have one, right? Do you spell the triple? Because I noticed, like, on the Home Advisor, Angie's Leads listing, because I saw that there was a directory there. They have triple with, let's see, it's the word triple and then a residential, right? That's how they have it.
No, it's three capital A.
Uh-huh.
Residential.
Okay, because they have it written out as triple, like the word triple.
Okay, yeah, I'm not with them anymore.
Oh, okay. What happened? Didn't work out?
No, because they were taking money out of my account
when
I wasn't even getting any fees.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I came back and I was like, well, I want to see where I'm at in my account. And all of a sudden, I had $1,000 missing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's a lot of money. Okay, you said you're under Adrian Romero, right?
No, Romo.
Oh, Romo. I was giving you a different last name.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's funny because one came out, too. Okay, is it like, is your logo like red with triple A's, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay, I see now. Okay, so this is like your personal Facebook, right?
It is a personal, but I invite my customers to go to that one.
Okay, perfect. So this is good. So I know what she had quoted you, and I'm looking back, okay? It looks okay. Like she had quoted you at that time. She had quoted you $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. But what I'm going to do for you, because that seems a little high, right, especially for a new business, I'm going to do this. In fact, I'm going to provide you a new in business rate, okay? So I'm able to actually drop down your monthly cost to $299 a month, okay?
Okay.
As far as for the setup fee would only be $99, a one-time setup fee, which is to cover the programming, right? So what was that?
I'll have to pay $400.
You would actually, your initial investment would be $398, and then every month after that would be $299 a month. So what that's going to include for you, Adrian, is we're going to list you on the first page of Google, okay, in the local map section, which I'm sure you're very familiar with the local map, right, when you've done a search on Google? Okay. You're on the first page?
No. Where would it be?
Oh, where would it be on the first page? Yeah, so when, yeah. I'll give you an example. Like, whenever you've looked for, like, a tire shop or a restaurant, right, you're going to see a map pop up. It's got the little red dots. But it's right below the map where you'll see a list of businesses that you could either click to call the business directly, you could click to see their website, or even get directions, right, if it's, like, a location. So that's where you're going to be listed at, is in the local map section. And it's because 90%, okay, of the searches start and stop on that first page of Google. They're in the local map. So you're always going to come up as a top recommended option when someone is searching for any of your services, right? So whether they're looking for a general contractor or what would you consider like your specialty? What do you like to do? General contractor, I mean, there's so much under it.
Oh, man, I like to do everything that pays.
Flooring, room additions. Do you do roofing as well? Framing?
Yeah, all that.
Everything under the sun then. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example, right? Like right now, if I'm looking in McAllen, they're in your home base. And I'm looking for a general contractor, right? I don't know if you're familiar. You might be familiar with some of these companies, but right now I see D. Wilson Construction, McAllen Custom Homes, and NM Contracting, Villanueva Construction, Red Construction, Cantu Construction, Trevino Construction, CRV Construction, Guzman Construction. Any of these guys ring a bell to you? Any of them sound familiar?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
These are the guys right now that I will tell you. These are the guys that are capitalizing on 90% of the searches, okay, that are being done daily there in your area. So that's where we're going to put you at so that you would be an option for them to call you. The calls will come directly to you from the customers. We're not charging you per phone call or per job. Okay.
No,
it's complete opposite of Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you are paying per lead. The lead they send you, they're sending it to three or four other businesses, right, that are your competitors. So all of you are paying for the same lead, whether it converts into a job or not, right? So with Google, they'll see you come up there. They're calling you directly. But how they're going to find you is by general contractor, if you want to be found for flooring, room additions, remodels, whatever keywords you want to be listed for is how we're going to get you found. And you can change them at any time. Now, we're also going to create content for you on Bing. And then what we will do, Adrian, is you know how you have your Facebook page, right, your personal one? We would create you one for the business, okay? So, but it will be created through your personal one, so you're going to still have access to it. Okay? And on that face, you will still have access. Absolutely. So this way, if you want to do a post on there or you want to update your own pictures, you can do that. But on the Facebook page that we create for you, we're going to run Facebook ads.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Do you have access to my business Facebook account?
Do we have access to it?
Yes.
So with your Facebook business account, and that's what I was going to explain, the reason that we have access to it, okay, not your personal, to your business one, is because we're going to run what's called Facebook ads, right? We don't take over anything, if that kind of makes sense. Or you can also create your own business Facebook page if you wanted. The reason for the Facebook ads, I don't know if you've ever seen one before when you've been on Facebook, but let's say someone's on Facebook, right? And let's say they're doing a search, they're looking for a remodeling contractor, okay? They're within your area. If they're doing that search for your services, they're going to see your Facebook ad pop up. And it'll appear on their desktop as well as on their mobile device, okay? So we can make it unique to where that Facebook ad will target an audience by either interest, you can target an audience by income level, or by location. So it's going to help you reach a larger clientele base. And the Facebook ad, we could either, when they click on it, have them call you directly. If we put message us, they'll send you a message through Facebook Messenger, not to your text messages. Or if it says learn more, then we'll direct them to your website. I know you don't have a website, but that's okay, because I'm going to include one for you. So that's how the Facebook ads works. Have you ever seen one? Like a Facebook ad? Okay.
No.
So you might have seen them when, like, let's say if you were doing a random search, right, for tires, right? You're looking at some tires or some rims for your truck or whatever. I mean, I don't even know what kind of car you drive. But the Facebook ad tends to appear when they target you by interest. Like, my husband does dialysis, and I was looking for the phone number to the dialysis center that he goes to. So now every time that I am on Facebook, whether I'm doing a post, you know, for my husband's birthday, or if I'm doing research on a company that I'm speaking with, I now see this ad that pops up that says Fresenius Kidney Care. And it's because that's the center that my husband goes to, and I was searching for their number on Google. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So they target me by the interest, right? Because I was looking for that. So that's how the Facebook ads would work. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a few days.
What was that?
Could I have a few days to think about it?
You can, Adrian. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I checked in with you because I really wanted to see where I could help you, you know. Because, again, I think you're a really great candidate. Now, do also keep in mind that we'll include a website for you. We'll list you on other directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, which are just to name a few. We do also include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll give you exposure as well on mobile devices. And that would cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets.
And
so pretty much. No, in fact, like if someone, let's say, is within your area, right, within your 20 miles, they're going to be able to find you. With the Facebook ads, they can find you up to a 50-mile radius if you wanted to target that far out, or you just keep it within your 20 miles.
Okay, and say if I start growing, can we change it?
You can definitely. So just so you know, with the local listing, right, and the local map, that's always going to keep you within your zip code and 20 miles around you. Okay, if we kept your Facebook ads to a 20-mile radius, you could change that and go as far as 50 miles. It won't cost you more. It'll stay the same. Okay? If you change your keywords, it'll stay the same price. That price will never change on you. The only time that it'll change on you, Adrian, is if you say, I now want to add Google ads. Google ads are more expensive. Okay, just an FYI. That's the only time it would change on you, is if you said, I want to add more money to my Facebook ads, or if you said, I want to now include the Google ads. Other than that, if you don't choose to do any of those, then your price is still going to always be the same at the $2.99 a month for as long as you're with us. Doesn't matter if you're with us for 10 years and Google changed the prices on us. Your price will always remain the same. There's no taxes or hidden charges.
All right. That sounds good. Let me think about it.
Okay. Anything else that I can help you with? I mean, how do you feel about the price? I mean, are you comfortable or anything that might hold you back?
It's still pretty high, but let me think about it.
Okay. Is it the monthly that you would say, Adrian, or is it like the initial investment?
It's the monthly.
Okay. Just to let you know as well, okay, the other option, if you just wanted to stick just with the local, right, the local only package does not include the Facebook ads, okay? If you went with the local only, it's still going to include the website, getting you on the first page of Google and the local map. Just, it does not include the Facebook ads, okay? That package runs you $199 a month and then, of course, with the $99 setup fee. So that one to get started for the local only would then be $298, and then every month after that is $199 a month. That's always an option for you. That doesn't mean that you can't, you know, later on down the line, upgrade to the Facebook ad package. You could always do that at any time. So that is always another option for you. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
You are very welcome, Adrian. I'll text you my contact information. If anything changes, you're always welcome to call me, okay?
Okay, thank you, man.
You're very welcome, Adrian. You have a very blessed day, okay? I appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.